This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. We're going to talk now about a key piece of technology that has changed the way music is made today. It's called MIDI, and simply put, it's a way for computers to understand instruments. MIDI was unveiled in 1983 at the National Association of Music Merchants. At the time, synthesizers, which were really fundamental to music making, were standalone instruments. MIDI changed that. Now, 30 years later, MIDI is used all across the music industry and beyond, as NPR's Sammy Yenigan reports.
Back in 1978, synthesizer designer Dave Smith put out the Prophet 5. It was one of the earliest musical instruments to include a microprocessor, a computer brain. That meant it could communicate digitally. After Smith's creation, a number of designers built similar synthesizers, all equipped with digital compatibility.
And then early 80s, we all started realizing that it was kind of silly for all of us to have our own proprietary interfaces that couldn't talk to each other. And we realized that if the industry was going to grow much, that we really should have a common way of doing that.
So Smith worked with a team of designers to create MIDI, or Musical Instrument Digital Interface, a technology that unites synthesizers and computers. Most synthesizers work by pressing a key on a keyboard to generate an electric current, which becomes sound through an amp in speakers.
What MIDI does is it digitizes that process.
Tom White is the CEO of the MIDI Manufacturers Association.
Instead of actually creating a voltage, there's a series of numbers that are generated every time you press a key or turn a knob on the synthesizer. And the wonder of all that, the magnificent part about it is, since it's all numbers, then a computer can process it. So what happens is you can play something on a synthesizer, the computer can store it, and then it's easy to play it back or edit it.
Okay, so I'm standing in front of my MIDI keyboard. It's got a wire running out of the back of it, which is hooked up to my computer, and my computer is hooked up to my sound system. So I'm going to go ahead and press a middle C. Now, on my computer screen, a little bar has just popped up showing me that the MIDI information from my keyboard has gone into my computer. Now that it's there, I can pretty much do whatever I want with the sound. I can, for example, add some reverb to it, or I can put it through a delay pedal. I can make the note longer. I can also change what instrument plays that C. Or if I want, I can even change the note. It's not just keyboards that can send MIDI information. With the right setup, electric guitars, violins, basses, almost anything can do the same. Now, it's everywhere. Much of what's heard on commercial radio was made with the help of MIDI. The reason MIDI is everywhere has a lot to do with the intent of its creators. Dave Smith, sometimes called the father of MIDI, set up a meeting with keyboard companies Roland, Yamaha, Korg, and Kawai.
The idea was it didn't have to be perfect. We wanted something that everybody could agree on, and then we wanted to give it away because we wanted to make sure that it became universally adopted.
Did you catch that? He gave it away.
I don't even remember discussing much about the possibility of charging royalties or licensing fees. It was just assumed that we would give it away.
Today, that selfless approach has meant MIDI has traveled. In addition to music, MIDI's also used to control light shows and animatronics. It was even used to generate ringtones in early cell phones. Electronic musician Holly Herndon uses MIDI in a couple of ways.
I use a MIDI controller when I perform live and also when I'm writing.
Instead of a keyboard, Herndon's controller has buttons, knobs, and sliding faders that can map to sounds on her computer. She says MIDI has allowed her to interact with music in a different way.
Maybe this kind of Western piano interface isn't the best way to write music, and that's what's so interesting about MIDI, is maybe the best way to compose a new piece is to turn a knob in a certain way or to use faders, and that's, I think, you know, not to overblow it, but that's really kind of revolutionized the way that we approach composition.
A revolution spawned by a desire for connection and collaboration.
not dollars and cents. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.